Ford.com today.
It's a big time reversal from the Obama administration. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Oh, how often did I talk about this on the show? What happens when those photos are released? What does that do to the men and the women in Iraq and Afghanistan? What happens when hundreds of photographs are released with people with hoods on their heads, dogs barking at them, halfway naked or in their underwear, various stress positions? Who knows what all the photographs show? We've already seen them before from Abu Ghraib, of course. And why do we need to see more? Why did that have to be released? There are plenty of people who believe that it's time to let them be released, to be transparent, and to see the things that were going on in Iraq, Afghanistan, and everywhere else, okay? Bottom line is, haven't we dealt with this? And isn't that the case? Or do we have to go back, look and prosecute people, release all these photos, and the most important thing, not so much about, is it about going back and chasing after people and asking them what they did, why they did it, all that stuff. Let's just forget that for a second. But do we want to put men and women who are already stressed beyond belief, who are serving 2 and 3 combat tours in a row, do we want to put them in harm's way even more? They're already in the eye of a hurricane, never knowing what's going to happen next and if they're going to survive or not. So now do we want to throw this into the mix? And the answer is absolutely not. It was enough that in April those memos were released and all the conversation started to flow about going after the Bush lawyers who gave that legal justification for the harsh interrogation tactics like waterboarding. So now there's a hearing that's going on in Capitol Hill. There's going to be a series of them, they believe, on that topic, on what the whole torture, was it torture, was it, what did the memos say, all that sort of stuff, right? There's even a deal about how many more memos should be released, and Dick Cheney himself, the former vice president, said, yeah, release all the memos then, and let's prove to you that the techniques did work. But this is a different discussion. This is specifically about the photographs. The ACLU wanted them released, said they would be released by, the administration said they'd be released by May 28th. Now, it's a big time flip-flop on this. President Obama jumped in front of the microphones today, I think surprising a lot of people, and said this.
Also say a few words about an issue that I know you asked Robert Gibbs about quite a bit today, and that's my decision to argue against the release of additional detainee photos. Understand these photos are associated with closed investigations of the alleged abuse of detainees in our ongoing war effort. And I want to emphasize that these photos that were requested in this case are not particularly sensational, especially when compared to the painful images that we remember from Abu Ghraib. But they do represent conduct that did not conform with the Army manual. That's precisely why they were investigated. And I might add, investigated long before I took office. And where appropriate, sanctions have been applied. In other words, this is not a situation in which the Pentagon has concealed or sought to justify inappropriate action. Rather, it has gone through the appropriate and regular processes, and the individuals who were involved have been identified and appropriate actions have been taken. It's therefore my belief that the publication of these photos would not add any additional benefit to our understanding of what was carried out in the past by a small number of individuals. In fact, the most direct consequence of releasing them, I believe, would be to further inflame anti-American opinion and to put our troops in greater danger. Moreover, I fear the publication of these photos may only have a chilling effect on future investigations of detainee abuse. And obviously the thing that is most important in my mind is making sure that we are abiding by the Army manual and that we are swiftly investigating any moment, any instances in which individuals have not acted appropriately and that they are appropriately sanctioned. That's my aim, and I do not believe that the release of these photos at this time would further that goal. Now, let me be clear. I am concerned about how the release of these photos would be would impact on the safety of our troops. I have made it very clear to all who are within the chain of command, however, of the United States Armed Forces that the abuse of detainees in our custody is prohibited and will not be tolerated. I have repeated that since I've been in office. Secretary Gates understands that. Admiral Mullins understands that, and that has been communicated across the chain of command. Any abuse of detainees is unacceptable. It is against our values. It endangers our security. It will not be tolerated. All right? Thank you very much, everybody.
All right, so he wasn't taking any questions on that, but you heard what he said. Now, that's the key thing. This isn't going to happen again. It's not going to be tolerated, period, end of story, and appropriate actions were taken. He said he felt like appropriate actions were taken. Therefore, after conferring with various commanders, decided it would be too risky for the troops. And I say, bravo, that was the right decision. I guarantee there's people who disagree. You might be one of them, or maybe you agree with Obama's reversal. 800-259-5791. And here's where we begin. JC, listening in Arizona. JC, hey, thanks for the call. What do you say?
Well, I got to tell you, just make it go away, right? Just like if a woman gets raped, just don't bring it back up. Don't bring us through the pain.
Oh, I totally disagree. Rape is
right.
A completely different
and
thing.
It's the same thing. Absolutely not. It's just like the Catholic
totally
Church
disagree.
Hushing molestations and whatnot. Just go through it. No, don't worry about it. We'll take it. It won't happen again. It'll be stopped. That's ridiculous.
You know what? I'm going to totally disagree with you because a
go
Catholic... well, that's okay. Hey, I say everybody can
I know. And then, no, I agree. But I'm just saying, as a woman especially... People were abused, and you're expecting them, oh, just don't bring it up again. We won't do it again. I promise.
So you think it's better to put troops in harm's way, like buddies that I have,
absolutely
let them
not.
Suffer at the consequences of what other people previously did, that they might have been wrong. That's I'm not saying that, but saying to release the photos, the president's saying the right thing now. He's saying, why would this make any sense for me to do this,
those
to
people
release
already
these
know.
Photos?
Those people overseas already know. That's probably why they hate those people. Some of those guys are out of control. I love our military. I love everyone in the police department, what they do for us. But I'm saying if things were wrong, they need to be investigated and brought to justice, all of them, the Democrats, Republicans. The whole right-left thing is ridiculous anyway.
Oh, I agree with you there. I don't think – I say this all the time. There shouldn't be labels. It doesn't matter if it's – I don't care who it is. I don't care. You're right. If it's a Republican, a Democrat – you call yourself anything, flaming liberal, independent, whatever. If somebody's wrong, then they're wrong, absolutely. And now the problem is, I mean, you do raise a good point. If there was, what happened, I think, originally, is the wrong people weren't held accountable for what happened. Like, in other words, there were scapegoats, right? And that's part of what happened there. But, ooh, JC, cannot compare it to rape. I would never say that. Rape or Catholic priests at all. Bye, JC. I would not say you cannot compare that. That's a ridiculous comparison to release these photos to shove it away. Absolutely not. Hang with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Certainly welcoming, as I said, all opinions, whether you agree or not. I agree with Obama's reversal on releasing the photographs. The ACLU is livid. There are other human rights organizations that are furious. They feel like they didn't get what they thought they were getting when they voted for Obama, who said that it was going to be about transparency when he was in office. He conferred with his commanders. Let me explain the story a little bit more. Conferred with his commanders in Iraq and Afghanistan. They both were not happy, did not want the photos released. The Defense Department was worried about it. There were several people on the Hill that didn't like the idea. Republicans, Democrats, independent, like Joe Lieberman, didn't like the idea at all of the photos being released, feeling like, what does this do? It exacerbates the situation for the guys who are currently serving and women, and puts them probably in harm's way. Yes, Al Jazeera, all the other newspapers, certainly in England, they've written a ton in the Daily Mail, etc. When initially things happened in Abu Ghraib, of course, and in Gitmo, etc. No doubt about that, and the photos were widely published. But now you have a whole, you know, we're talking like 100 photos of basically the same thing. Brutal positions and photographs that are going to inflame horrible feelings, anti-American feelings. Certainly, we know that. I mean, of course they will. There's no question about it. So, JC, thanks for the call, but I don't agree with the comparison. He says you're letting people get away with things like if someone's raped, oh, forget about it. Ugh, hardly. I mean, that's a stretch. And the Catholic priests. Now, I will say this. I think it's atrocious with what the Catholic Church did do, absolutely. It was a sham. What a ridiculous cover-up. And just taking priests and rearranging them in different dioceses, very, very disgusting. I mean, absolutely. No question about it. Just burying these pedophiles and letting them continue to do what they did and destroying lives. But I can't go there and make the comparison of those two very different things and compare them to these photographs. Now, Senator Russ Feingold, he was one of the first people to criticize Obama for reversal, for his reversal on releasing, he agrees with JC, for his reversal on releasing the detainee photos, the detainee abuse photos, and he's saying that there's no compelling reason to object to the release of the images, that it doesn't make any sense. And he said that, of course, right after Robert Gibbs, who's the White House flack, the spokesperson, threw that out there at the briefing, that this was not going to, you know, boom, that this wasn't going to happen. And see, here's what happened. He said that, surprised everybody, and then, of course, there was just a ton of questions about it because it was such a reversal. The ACLU released a statement saying we're extremely disappointed. We believe this change in position is inconsistent with the promise, this is their words, made by Obama at the end of April. It is also inconsistent with his promises of transparency. So there are lots of people that are upset about this, that think it is not right. That he is, I saw some blogs saying he's not a real Democrat anymore, that he's just another politician and all this other sort of stuff. So what say you? 800-259-5791. See, I just can't agree with releasing the photos now if it hurts the people that are already combat stressed and sitting there in Iraq and Afghanistan. I do believe that. I mean, yes, we know the photos, some of the photos have been released, but why do you have to release a litany of them? Why? Now. Again, different time, different situation. If you have your own generals saying, listen, we're here, we're in the streets, we've talked to the people, you know, it's a different feeling when you're there in the country and you're there in the middle of a war zone where they're not crazy about you anyway in some cases. Dale is listening to us in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hi.
Hi.
I think the issue of releasing the pictures, Kate, is going to be mute. I think in 4 or 5 weeks they'll get out and people will see them. I think it's a point where President Obama is trying to cover himself. When the pictures get out, he'll deny that he released them, mm-hmm. and we'll suffer the repercussions from it down the road.
See, here's the thing. They could invoke freedom of information. And you're right, and so it would be a good cover-your-tracks thing because there were a lot of people that were outraged by this. I mean, you have neutral people, Dale, as neutral as you can be, that didn't want to see the photographs released. But I agree with you. I think that they will come out. I think that they'll start to leak out. The New York Times, somebody, is going to have a source and someone's going to leak them to somebody, or they'll come out in some other way, whether it's the ACLU pressing, or whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, I think, Kate, even a more pressing issue is the issue with our Speaker of the House.
Mm.
She has denied repeatedly that she didn't know about these things, and now we know that, in fact, she did.
Right.
Nothing's going to happen to her. They're not going to investigate that, bring her up and swear her under oath. It's just ridiculous what's happening with this, so...
I agree. I said this earlier. I'm glad that you called. I agree. Here's the deal. If Nancy Pelosi wants to be holier than thou and say, okay, listen, this is abusive. This is ridiculous what happened. We need to go back. We need to get all these people responsible. Fine. But then the problem, of course, is she's talking out of both sides of her mouth because flat out there she is. She was briefed and she was briefed on the techniques. What they said in that briefing, I would love to know. I mean, what was she specifically briefed on? If they were talking about enhanced interrogation techniques, she had to have known. It was the things that we heard in that memo. It was waterboarding. It was the stress positions. It was all that stuff. She had to have known that. Jane Harman did, the congresswoman from San Diego, and she was there.
Well, my understanding is that her aide has said he did brief her about this, that weatherboarding and some of these other enhanced techniques were being used.
Yeah.
What's the story with this woman? Has she to the point that she's getting so powerful? you know, it's really challenging to me, Kate. This woman, if something, heaven forbid, would happen to President Obama, she's within a heartbeat of running this country.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we got to get her straightened out. And that's something we've got to pursue if we want a democratic society.
I agree. Absolutely. Because now this is the perfect example of Pelosi. If she wants these hearings, then that's fine. Then let's have Nancy Pelosi, which some people are calling for. Let's have Nancy Pelosi then be called to testify as to what she knew. So we're all clear on what she was informed about, because if she was informed, she could certainly have protested and done something about it, but she didn't. That's the whole idea, that sharing of the information or asking to be briefed on something, that's what a senator can do. And whether or not that she was shouted down, it doesn't matter. Then she would be on the record saying, I completely disagreed with this. I vehemently told the president, Bush, whoever, whatever, and she didn't. And so that's the bottom line. And then she's going after other people. So give me a break. She got caught with her hand in the cookie jar is what happened.
Well, President Obama is always commenting he wants to make himself very clear. Then we need to have him enforce that within his own administration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's clear the air and make it very clear that we're not going to tolerate this from the Speaker of the House.
Yep, I agree with you 100%. Great call. Thanks for the phone call. 800-259-5791. I'm glad that you brought up Pelosi. I'm surprised nobody's brought that up before. I mean, I don't care if you're a lifelong Democrat and you're proud that this was a breakthrough woman. I think it has nothing to do with that. I think it has, I say this all the time, it's like the Supreme Court nominee. Can we not just get the best person? I don't care if it's a woman. I don't care if it's Hispanic. I don't care if it's somebody of some other ethnicity. I mean, give me a break. Can we ever have the thing where it's just the most qualified person? If the most qualified person happens to be a woman, fabulous, great. But do we have to go down that road? It just goes to the fact of political correctness that is too bloody far over the top. It's too ridiculous. And I'm glad he brought up Pelosi, because I have a real problem with this. If she doesn't have anything to hide and didn't really, whatever the briefing was, even though her aide said that, if she wants to dispute it, well, great, then let's hear it. Let's clear the air. That's the perfect thing to say. Let's clear the air on this one, right? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. On the flip side, we're going to let you hear what Patrick Leahy had to say about the memos and the photos and that kind of stuff. That's next.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Cases, Asciac's Tea, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-888-888. 34 no tax. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The new multipolar inline and portable water system, new from hempusa.org. Now you can restructure and degas your water supply from any source, rendering chemicals harmless to the human body by polarizing the molecular structure. Imagine a softer, smoother water with increased oxygen that helps the nervous system and brain. There are no filters to buy, and it can be taken anywhere, making it our number one new product from hempusa.org. This water system will descale all piping, hot water heaters, and appliances is due to heavy buildup of hard minerals. Detoxification may result with restructured water by easily entering the fine capillaries of the human body by dissolving stones and toxins. With extreme positive effects on plants, vegetables, and fruits, improved taste, color, size, and yield with approximately 30% less water usage. There are multiple sizes also available for farms and commercial use. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
We've been talking about Obama's reversal on releasing the photos of the detainees. That's not happening. And he's also, by the way, facing some pretty strong blowback or backlash or whatever you want to call it to his plan to close Gitmo, even from some Democrats. In fact, the House Dems weighed in on Wednesday with a plan that would block any kind of a release from Guantanamo within the United States, but would allow them to be shipped to the U.S. to stand trial or serve their sentences. And this is going to be a big one, folks. The House is debating a $96 billion emergency spending bill to wind down the war in Iraq, of course, and fund the operations in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Now, we know that Gates said no, right now anyway, no soldiers in Pakistan, but this bill doesn't have any money in it to close the detention spot at, you know, in Guantanamo Bay. So it looks like it's going to be a stay put thing. Because where are they getting this money? Remember, the countries aren't taking them back, any of the detainees, none of them. There is a request for $50 million to close that facility and transfer them to other places. And of course, it's controversial. From Democrats, Republicans, anyone, period, their constituents are weighing in on it and sending tons of emails and calling and all that other sort of stuff because, you know, what happens ultimately is are they going to be in the United States in some prison? And that's the way it was absolutely looking. You got 240 people, prisoners all together, or detainees, I guess is the right word, since they haven't been processed. So 240 and about 50 to 100 would have to end up in our prison somewhere. And so this is a big vote, this $6.7 billion, but again, no funds for Guantanamo. And the Pentagon retains the ability to have that informal approval to transfer the funds from other accounts to move the money around. So that might be what happens, but there, it's probably still not enough to do that. All right, so we're talking about, of course, the photographs and other things that that entails. You know, these other memos could be released. Maybe they won't be released. I'm thinking if Obama did the reversal on the photos, maybe those memos, because there was a call, too, to release the memos, but maybe that's not going to happen either, at least not in the next couple of weeks. 800-259-5791, or you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Here's what Patrick Leahy had to say about the whole thing.
I think in the clip you just showed where Professor Levin said it, what was done with these, with the torture and with the legal memoranda that seemed to justify it, it was an ethical train wreck. He's absolutely right. And I commend Senator Whitehouse for holding the hearings. The fact is, this is what's going to happen. We will have individual congressional hearings on all of these things, doing little pieces of it. Or we could have an overall commission do all of it. I'd prefer the latter, but in the meantime, the Judiciary Committee, Senator Whitehouse, myself, and others are going to keep on pushing. The one we heard one of the witnesses point out, it didn't do any good, but at the same time, the United States, a country that stands for freedom around the world, was terribly damaged because we were seen as not upholding our own high ideals. And as an American, that bothers me. And I wish... I want to see why it is. Otherwise, good lawyers, one of whom now sits on a federal court bench, were willing to write things that completely defied the law, completely defied our own statutes, our own international obligations, even our own Constitution, and in fact said, well, the president is above the law. In America, no one's above the law.
Now, you just referred to the fact that one of the people who wrote those memos was Judge Jay Bybee. He refused to come and testify. Do you have any way to compel him to testify?
Well, we could subpoena him, but I get somewhat annoyed when I hear his self-serving statements, first to one major newspaper and then another, about what he did, and even contradictory statements. I'd like him to come here and say, why did he ignore the law? Why was he willing to ignore our own Constitution? Why was he willing to ignore our treaty obligations?
One of the people who testified today, Philip Zelikow, worked for Condoleezza Rice, and he testified that, in fact, if this program passes constitutional muster, it could be used in this country against American citizens. One of the things that we knew at NBC News and was on MSNBC.com was that when he was executive director of the 9/11 Commission, Senator, he asked the CIA to go back and re-interview some of the detainees, and he apparently was aware that some enhanced interrogation techniques were being used back then to get more information for the 9/11 Commission. Isn't there a disconnect? Now he is expressing his outrage. He has in interviews with me. But back then, when he was investigating 9/11, he, as well as a lot of other people, had different attitudes towards these enhanced techniques.
Well, I'm sure you do a good job of asking that question. I'll let you ask that question. What I'm most concerned about is why, especially when it apparently didn't do any good, why were we willing to turn our back on our own Constitution, our own laws, our own traditions, and also severely damage the United States' image in the rest of the world?
One of your colleagues.
All right, so there's a little bit of that Q&A, Andrea Mitchell. I wanted you to hear it in discussing it with Patrick Leahy. And again, he was talking about the Constitution and saying how it looked in the United States and all that other sort of stuff. And he's right, because there was massive blowback in that sense. There was massive blowback from the release of the photos. Remember the first time around and what was going on there, and people were shocked by that. And, you know, the real blunder there is that the guy in charge, ultimately the general in charge, was not held accountable for that, was not held accountable. So a lot of people are saying, well, that's the reason why you need to release these photos. But I disagree again. I'll say it one more time. And the reason why is because we gain nothing from it. I agree with what the president has said in the reversal, there's nothing to be gained by more anti-American feelings, hatred out there for things that happened, one, in a different administration, and two, while we're currently moving from Iraq into putting more forces into Afghanistan, and then who knows what happens with Pakistan, because, of course, the president of Pakistan, Zardari, is begging for as much help as possible from the United States. So, I mean, what good does it do? We know that the photographs probably are eventually coming out. It's a question of when. Do they eke out in the next couple of weeks, or does it take longer for that to happen? So it's not a dead issue. And neither are the memos, by the way. It's interesting what Eric Holder had to say. Eric Holder was at a luncheon and was questioned by Gwen Ifill from PBS. And it would have been interesting, I think, to be there and to listen to this, because he was talking about a bunch of stuff that the Justice Department is dealing with, and, of course, the torture memos, enhanced interrogation, whatever we want to call them, depending on your point of view. And remember, we welcome all points of view here. So what Holder said is that she asked about Dick Cheney and what he was doing in the media recently and how he was saying that, you know, the country was safer and all that other sort of stuff. And what Holder said was that he respects Cheney for his service to the country and that he's a patriot, but he's dead wrong. And that he thinks the nation, Holder said, he thinks the nation is actually safer as a result of the memos being released, because it shows that the country is no longer going to use techniques that he says are torture. So what he went on to say is, with the Obama administration and how he feels as the attorney general, is that you can get information that you want to get from people who are prisoners, detainees, whatever, by using less intrusive methods. Now, there was an FBI interrogator that agreed with that. He was behind a screen and he testified and said that he didn't believe that it worked when he was there. He didn't see that ultimately the information, the important information that was gained, wasn't a result of all the waterboarding. And that was pretty big to hear that in the hearing. And I think you're going to see a series of these hearings. It'll be interesting to see what comes out. If we hear from Pelosi and what she knew about the memos, and ultimately some of the other facts that we just don't really have at this time. But I think it was the right thing to do in not releasing the photos. Now, I've got a couple of emails here. I'm going to run through them quickly. AmericaTonight.net. Here's one from Brad. Brad says, Kate, I respect you. I like your show, but I respectfully disagree with you on the photographs. I have to agree with JC, not the nonsense he said about the lame analogy with rape and Catholics. I agree with you, but the fact that those photographs need to be released, especially when you have a man who was elected because he went around the country saying that he would be transparent. He is not being transparent. He is pandering to the wants and the needs of what he thinks is the popular opinion. All right, here's another one from, thanks, Brad. Here's another one from Jack. Jack says, I agree wholeheartedly with you. Absolutely, those photographs don't need to be released now. We both know eventually we'll see some of them trickle out. Who knows, the whole batch could be released coming at an internet site near you soon. So there's going to be some backlash anyway, but I think it's great that Obama reversed. In fact, I'm going to say it's the best thing he's done since he's been in office. Here's another one from JJ. JJ says, thumbs up on the show. I agree with you. No way should those photographs have been released. I thought that Obama was an idiot to go ahead and decide to do that in the first place. Now I actually have more respect for him as the President of the United States. All right, you can still weigh in on this, of course. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. On the flip side, the Daily Salute and the Daily Blunder in one segment. Next.
I don't think I'm finished torturing you yet.
$100 for a $10 bill?
If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do the
thing. I have a feeling for the blunder, we're going to have to get the audience ready for a big fat boo. Wait till you hear what the blunder of the day is. You're going to love this. I hope a lot of people are listening to America Tonight right now because you are going to dig it. I'm serious. You know when you're like, I'll give you some examples. You're in the movies, boom, and some fool's cell phones are going off, and they actually start having conversations, or you can, they're lighting up the world because they have a giant cell phone, and they're opening it and checking it, and so the light is beaming out like a Star Trek beam-me-up thing, or you're at church, or you're at a play, or you're at, you know, any series of places where it's inappropriate to have a cell phone unless it's some unbelievable emergency. But anymore, how could you have an excuse? Because you could have it on vibrate. Even you could text, and it wouldn't be as big of a deal. Someone could send you a text. But to have the cell phones go off, I mean, hey, it can happen, right? You can be someplace, and you just blocked out that your phone was on. But sometimes I think people just have no idea about the surroundings they're in. They're oblivious to other people or inappropriate things. So here's the deal. You cover the White House. I would think you have to be focused because you're coming up with a story, whether you're a writer, whether you're a reporter, whatever the angle is, and you might want to pop in with a question, whatever the deal is. So this is, and today was a big day because of the reversal of the Obama administration on the photos especially. Well, Robert Gibbs is the White House spokesperson, and each and every day he trots out and then answers the question, and or questions, rather. And here's what happened. This is what happened earlier in the day in Washington.
So the president has made it clear that he's going to have exchanges of views, but I'm not taking you in the room with him. Does Martha have a hip-hop ringtone? Play that funky music, white girl.
Can we talk about this issue?
All right, so, and this went on for a while. You had other phones that went off. Bill Plant from CBS, his phone went off. And then he said, hey, can I have that phone? Now, this is the interesting thing. It's like I said, this was a huge day because you actually had some real news with the whole idea of the detainee treatment was going to be released. And it changed the course of that press briefing because so many of the cell phones were going off. So it kind of let Robert Gibbs off the hook. It absolutely did, because the mood changed in that 10-minute time. And then eventually they came back to it. Normally, they would have kept going through the whole thing, and he would have been questioned again and again and again. And ultimately he was, but it definitely changed the way things went down in that press briefing. And like I said, how many people could relate to that? Do we have an audience reaction to that? Yeah, there you go. Oh, they are wound up. Too much coffee or Red Bull or whatever it is. Wow. That's crazy. I thought with Plant, who's a good reporter, how ridiculous, how disrespectful, stupid, 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 stupid. I mean, you know, this guy is standing there speaking for the president of the United States. And here's the thing. It's like Donovan said to me when we were talking about this off air. Someday I'm going to write a book called Behind the Mic. Where's the Secret Service? I'm surprised that they have cell phones. And if you're a repeat person, I would think they would just take the cell phone away from you and not let that happen again and again and again. I mean, stupid. Stupid, 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 stupid. And you think about this. Kids get kicked out of school for using cell phones in class. So I guess they have no rules with this. Now they might be handing out new rules as a result. So that is the Daily Blunder. The cell phones going off at the White House briefing. As for the Daily Salute, boy, there are a lot of, I mean, it's interesting. There were a lot of different ways I could have gone with the Daily Salute, but I'm going to say that I think the best thing that happened on the day was probably this, the fact that, because I'm just so sick of this deal in Minnesota. Is anybody else sick of that? How, I mean, we're not in a banana republic. We can't decide on an election results in Minnesota. So they got one senator and, what, one half of a senator? I don't know. I mean, ridiculous. So now the FBI is investigating Norm Coleman into allegations that Coleman had clothing and other things that were bought on his behalf by a friend and a businessman. Uh-huh. And right now, that person is not confirming or denying any of this, but the FBI has been conducting all kinds of interviews in regards to all these things that he tried, that this guy tried to push $75,000 to Coleman through his wife's employer. Yeah, how about that? They keep questioning this whole thing about the clothing. What is it about clothing and politicians? First, we had the whole hubbub with Sarah Palin. Now this, which would be serious because, of course, you can't do that. And it'll be interesting to see if they come up with anything. So I'm going to say that's the Daily Salute because finally something is sticking to Coleman. Yeah. Do we have some applause on that? I think we should, yeah. I think we can prompt the audience. Now, if they disagree, they're allowed to boo. If they don't agree with what I'm saying, that's certainly fine. Yeah. Coleman, of course, is denying the whole thing. He's saying nobody buys my suits. My wife buys my suits, period. It wasn't anything improper here. And he doesn't want to discuss it, so that's it. But this whole FBI thing is over these suits and whether or not the $75,000 was earmarked for that. Wow, how did they come up with that one? How do you come up with that? So here's the deal. If he gets nailed for this, then he's going to wish that he conceded. Because now he's going to be sacrificed big time. He's going to get the Blago treatment. That whole deal of what goes around, baby, comes around sometimes. That's what it's looking like. So they figured a way that they might be able to get him. And by the way, he and his wife apparently are separated. Ooh. Wonder if she fed that information. I doubt it. She lives in California. He is in, he's in Minnesota. But this whole deal with Minnesota and whether Al Franken has it by 300 some votes or not and the fight through the courts, boy, this would certainly change everything, right? Governor Paul Lenti, and, he had the ultimate decision as to what to do here, sign the certificate, move on. But, I don't know. Looks like Coleman is, like I said, is going to be sacrificed. It's just insanity. This has to hurt all Minnesotans, doesn't it? Because where's the representation, baby? So Norm needed suits, and this is how they funneled it through. I don't know. I asked somebody about this earlier, and they said, this has kind of bubbled up before, but now they're just looking for a way to get him. Donovan, you're a Minnesotan. What do you think about this deal with Coleman?
Well, for one thing, as I pointed out, my information is that he and his wife are separated. She lives in California, so it's a little fishy that he would announce that his wife buys all his suits. Because, that would seem unlikely, geographically speaking.
And especially if they're separated and they're not...
Here.
Yeah, if they're separated and not getting along, is she really going to be buying the suits, too? So that does not wash, then. Of course not. I think it's funny. It's funny. If he went down because of suits, how sad is that? I mean, that would be pretty bad. You know, it's like, how do you bring a guy down? Well, you got to get some smack on him, right? So what's the smack that they have on him? And that's what it comes down to. Wow.
What?
$75,000 worth of suits?
I'd also be interested in who does his hair.
It's always about the hair, isn't it? Even with guys. Even with men that are running for office or live in Hollywood. It's the same thing. Wow. Shoot me an email about anything. Doesn't matter. AmericaTonight.net.